Hello everyone. How's it going? It's so goddamn late where I'm at. It's actually technically early. I don't know if this... Is this music annoying in the background? I'm gonna turn it off. I wish we could choose the music. Like, have it be whatever we wanted without having that fucking copyright bullshit happen. Like, I could write my own theme and it would be fine as long as it was original and they couldn't do shit to me, but I wish we could, like, jam out. If there was, like, a way I could run this bitch like a radio station and just choose whatever the fuck song I want and also talk over it, that'd be great. I just need some theme song music, if you get what I'm saying. Well, light up whatever shit you got. Like I said, it's super goddamn, it's so, like I said before, it's so late. It's technically early. And I can't fucking sleep. I don't know about the rest of y'all who don't sleep very much. But, as in my life, the way, like, my work is and my lifestyle, it's almost, when you have insomnia and shit, and I know several coworkers of mine, and even one of my bosses has, like, some sort of form of insomnia in one way or another. Like, sometimes it's chronic, sometimes it's, like, it happens in fucking waves, like, and sometimes you can recorrect your sleeping pattern, but it takes a long fucking time. By the way, just starting to get a little stoned now. I'm smoking before I try to go to bed. I can't fucking sleep. And so tomorrow, finally gonna get a massage. I know, isn't that silly that we do massage so much that it's... We never have time for ourselves. Because really, we want ourselves to massage us, if you get what I'm saying. Like, I would love to have a fucking clone of myself whoop my ass in a deep tissue massage. That would be great. But like I was saying, with insomnia and things like that, because... You know, you're going into a room, you're coming out of a room, and your services and sessions and whatnot. Like, you're in a dark room with soft music, and with deep tissue, you're, you know, it's not always beating the shit out of people. But literally, sometimes these people are having me beat the shit out of them in a dark room with soft music, and I feel like sometimes I'm gonna lose my fucking mind. Like, you know that Enya music? Da, 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 da. Like that fucking stupid bullshit. I know. We don't know what kind of radio. Like, we can't control, like, the music in each room separately. I wish we could, because it would be the shit. But what kills me is when it's, like, Christmas time and they got the Christmas music playing. Now, they don't play none of that shit that's on the radio. I mean, like, none of that, like, holiday fucking... You know, I don't know, the jingles and shit that they play on the radio, like, 24/7 when it's, like, during the month of December. Not that kind of Christmas music, but it's, like, the orchestra shit. And, like, I hear, like, Requiem Lacrimosa fucking come on, and I'm like, dude, did this shit just turn into, like, a culty horror movie, and I'm, like, gonna be sacrificed and shit? You know, you're in a dark room. Like, and with me, it's like three and a half, 4 hours long. And most of my people don't talk a whole lot in their massage. Some of them do, and that's fine. Nothing wrong with that. But, like, the ones that, if I have, like, a really quiet set of people coming in, it's gonna be a long fucking day. And that's okay, because they need to relax and whatnot. But you're in the dark. You're listening to really soft, gentle music nonstop. No talking. It's just so... You're so, like, focused in on, like, the massage or whatever, but, like, you're not, and you, like, get in the zone. I like to call it the zone, the massage zone, where you're, like, in that plane of grounding or whatever. they call, like, with people that do energy work, and, like, some people believe with massage that you're grounding, you're grounding your energy and the person you're working on, their energy, and you're filtering it through your body it back into the ground, hence grounding. A lot of therapists, good fun fact, a lot of therapists like to remove their shoes during their massage because they believe it helps to get better grounding, which is a technique, like I explained with energies and such and chakras. So the chakras and things like that, some people think it's connected to that, where you're bringing that energy through you back into the ground and you're recycling it almost in a way. The negative, the bad jujus, and you're healing that person at the same time. I, however, do not remove my shoes. Unless it was, like, my own business and I was just doing it, like, an office that I was renting, or if it was at my home and I made an office there, I might think about not wearing shoes. I might wear socks, but I'm not really I can't do, like, barefoot massage. I can't. I'm sorry. I gotta wear shoes or something. Like, I gotta have some, you know, solid under my foot. But y'all want to do it, and just make sure that when you do take your shoes off and you like to do that grounding shit, that you fucking don't have stinky ass, like, Parmesan cheese feet, please. Lord, please, Jesus, Lord, Buddha, Allah, Oprah, whoever the fuck you pray to, like, Yahweh. Please do not take your fucking shoes off if you have stinky feet, I repeat. And especially, like, those people, they're gonna smell your feet in this massage, just so you know. Like, people's feet stink, I get that. I mean, hello, like, of all people that would think that. But it's like, I don't get, you know. It's so dick. Just don't take off your fucking shoes and have stinky feet in the machine. That's just nasty. Yeah. Fuck. You ever have that friend that keeps going back to douchebags nonstop? I'm getting Snapchats while I'm trying to record this for you folks. Yeah. You ever have that friend that fucking keeps going back to douchebag people that don't deserve their, you know, commitment and love in their relationship? Your friend is putting you watch them put so much of themselves into everything and into their relationship, and watch the other person put so little. It's so fucking, it's sickening. That's what it is. It's sickening. I hate to see, like, a good friend have their fucking emotions played with by psychopathic boyfriends from other fucking states. I'm not throwing shade. I'm not gonna throw shade. But it's so disappointing on that fact. I'm not disappointed in this person. No, it's not their fault. They're just trying to find love. Ain't nothing wrong with that. But the fucking people that play this game with others that fuck people's lives up and shit, that's what pissed me off. That's what's disappointing. Ah, tea. I don't like sugar in my tea. Most times, I'm not, like, a big fan of sweet tea. I'll put, like, honey in, like, some Earl Grey. I would know honey is, like, you know, fucking sugar, basically. So, it's bee sugar. Let's put it that way. So, it's, like, whatever, that's still sugar tea, Bailey. But still, what I'm saying is I don't like straight up, like, pour, like, McDonald's sweet tea. That's just, my dad was a big fan of it, and I can't do it. It's just too much sugar, and it makes my teeth hurt, like, having that much shit like that go through my, over my teeth. I can't do it. I can't do the sugar, guys. I can't. I like just straight up iced tea, no sweetener, no sugar, nothing. Just straight up nice cold tea. And enjoying a blunt on this super goddamn early Tuesday morning. This is so late it's early, but so early it's still late. If that makes sense. Okay. It's really. Oh, come on. Snapchat, Tyler. I loved you, but Jesus. Hold on. I'm gonna snap him while I'm recording this podcast. I wonder if it's gonna kick it out if it has me double recording this podcast, but I'm Snapchatting you while I'm recording a podcast about snapping you, if that makes sense, you know? Alright, we sent it to him, so maybe it did it. I don't know if it, like, will echo when I fucking try to reopen the... Nope, we're good. Well, still recording. Hopefully this... It doesn't completely break the fucking audio on this podcast. He's gonna be like, what? What are you doing? And I would be like, calm down, bitch. It's a podcast. It's okay. He's a little upset right now. And I shouldn't be making fun of him, but... I want to get him hooked on, like, a good hobby or something. He needs to find a hobby. I know he loves makeup. He needs to do a podcast about makeup. That's what he needs to do. Ooh, Bailey, another beauty, you know, fucking podcast or hosted fucking show. Hey, his is gonna shine brighter than a lot of them, okay? If he does one, I'm not joking. I could see him doing, like, fairly well. I feel like Tyler would be more realistic than, like, I don't come at me with hate of me saying this. I feel like we need a more realistic beauty guru spectrum, because I mean, I love me some Jeffree Star and, like, James Charles and, you know, all that shit. I love you guys. Fucking awesome, okay? But I feel like my friend Tyler could probably have a more realistic kind of beauty channel if he wanted. Because he looks phenomenal. Like, I've seen, he fucking snaps me his brow and shadow designs. And I'm just like, could have fooled me, bitch. Like, put a wig on and I will 100%. Like, even without the wig, if he just rocked... Like, kind of James Charles kind of naturally rocked them eyes. Ooh. I'm gonna talk about some shit. Unfortunately, my good friend Tyler and I used to work together. And he has recently been let go from our workplace. And it's really awkward. And it's shitty, and it's made us both very upset now that we don't get to see each other in action and work together. I loved working with him so much, and I'm really fucking pissed, because it was for, like, a bullshit reason, but I guess there's nothing we can really do about it but try and move forward, so we're gonna do that, and we're gonna help him move forward. We're helping him now, helping him figure out what he's doing. His birthday's coming up. Shout out. Happy 21st birthday, Tyler. His birthday, I believe, is on Sunday. He's gonna be 21. I had my 21st birthday this previous year, so I'm currently 21. This last, in November, was my birthday. So, yeah, I'm 21. No, I did not forget when my birthday was. I was trying to find the right wording without sounding like an idiot. So, no, I'm not so stoned I forgot my birthday. But that would have been a funny joke, guys. And we could have referenced it because it's still fucking recorded. Oh, my fucking smoke went out. Yeah. Hold on. Hang in there, baby. There we go. Let's tell a story. I tell a lot of stories on here. Let's tell a good story. What should we talk about, guys? There's a good one. It's coming. What is it gonna be? Picking the topic out of a hat. Oh, here we go. So I think what I'm gonna do, one more semester in the spring at community college in my current location, and then I will transfer to a state university. Thing is, do I want to stay in my current major? I don't know. I want to have like a good solid job plan. I want to do probably a dual major. Something like an actual, okay, don't make fun of me here. Liberal arts shit is worth it, but not everybody fucking makes it. It's one in a million, okay? It's not as easy as, well, it is kind of, okay, everything your parents told you about liberal arts degrees are true, okay? You can't fucking, you know, put food on the table with a fucking philosophy degree. Not everybody can. If you do, good for you, I'm proud of you, but shut the fuck up because the adults are talking now. The important part about having a liberal arts degree is that you're going to have a lot of fun in college. And you're going to have a great, you're going to have a great experience. It's going to build your character and it's building mine. But you have to have that special ingredient, you know, sugar, spice, everything nice, and then the ingredient. And what is it? We don't know what it is. We don't know what this special thing is, but everybody that's famous or well-known or that makes history and changes the world has it. We don't know what it is called other than that we call it, okay? People got it, people want it, and people pay for it. Some people think it is time, and it's not. But time is very valuable too. Like, Tyler has it, if I were to use this kind of, I don't know what you want to call it, jarg, whatever we're talking about, symbolism in our conversation, the special gift, we'll call it the gift. Ellen DeGeneres has it, she makes everybody laugh, she's got it. Robin Williams had it, the gift. To make people laugh, bring people together. I want to bring people together, make them laugh, and make us forget that we actually want to fucking kill each other. So that's what I want to do. I don't know about you. I'm here to defuse this fucking powder keg if I can. Even if it only means we get to sit a little bit longer idly as, you know, we try to catch our ass on fire sitting on this TNT here. But you know what? Whatever time that we do get to scrounge from this, I'm willing to have it with y'all. You know? I don't know what the fuck's going on in politics lately. I don't know how to explain it to other, you know, fucking, you know, cultures around the world. I don't know what's happening to this country, honestly, but I'm here, living life, trying to make my dreams come true. Here's the problem, like, I literally am, I'm like good at a lot of things, and it's hard for me to pick just fucking one and stick with it. It's a double-edged sword. I have two, my brain feels like it's constantly being torn apart. There's like the creative, funny, entertaining, just talented fucking side, and then there's the very intelligent, very clinical, very logical, very factual, very anal-like version of me where I could totally click off and be like a fucking doctor if I wanted, to hit that shit hard. No doubt. But I don't want to, because it takes too fucking long, and I can't save everyone, and that will just fucking kill me. I think I'm too emotional, if I'm quite honest, for that. I wouldn't be able to stand, like, I couldn't stand that kind of failure, to know that I can't always save them in the end. That would kill me. I couldn't do it. That's why I can't do, I tried one time to do, I did like a job shadow for college credit. When I was in high school, I took a employment strategies class. Easy college credit. If you're ever offered employment strategies in high school, take it. It's free college credit, and it's actually fairly easy, and it's got valuable shit in that class to learn. It's what kind of helped me plan, graduating early and massage, and then trying to do regular college, but not having to scrounge about, like, every fucking other college student on the planet, having their parents pay for all their shit, and then getting paid shitty minimum wage to work 40 hours a week. Fuck that. Not me, boy. Plus, it had a good introduction to anatomical knowledge and terminology in the sciences, the health sciences. So, it was well planned, and I appreciated that. But I did the job shadow at the Clinton County Sheriff's Department, and it was fine, but I couldn't deal with it. What I was interested in was something in forensic science, or the online Crime Stoppers, where they would, like, bait fucking pedophiles in and do sting missions and shit. I couldn't, sex trafficking shit, nah. Nope. And by the way, I would like to say my tolerance is so high. If I ever got taken by, like, sex traffickers at any point, the drugs would probably fucking wear off. And I'd be like, tonight we riot, and we'd burn the fucking, like, camp down, wherever they had all of us bitches at. So it's like, I can't do that sex trafficking shit. There's the two lowest people on the planet, and I'm gonna tell you what they are, okay? And because your actions reveal yourself and your character, your true self and motives, these people are what they have done, in my opinion. They are what they have chose as an action, okay? Pedophiles, anything to do with kids, whether you're just a child murderer or anything to do with kids or small animals, I'm sorry, or any animals, I cannot. You are the scum of the earth. Not even the scum. And you need to be destroyed, in my opinion. I swear, like, and anybody that tries to defend them, just get the fuck off this podcast now, okay? Get the fuck off now, because I don't want you listening to me, because I don't even want you listening to this fucking podcast unless you're looking for actual fucking help. Jesus. Anyway, second worst person, type of person on the planet, is the person that sells their own kind to each other. That sell the flesh peddlers, you know, like this. I'm not talking about prostitutes necessarily. I feel like there's a good prostitute and then there's a bad prostitute, okay? If you are from a foreign land and you have come to try and find a better life, or even if you have been taken by force, especially in that kind of situation, and you're being forced, forced with drugs, to have sex with men for money. Whoever is the person that sells your ass on the street, or that took your ass to be sold, that motherfucker is the person I'm talking about. Yeah, I don't like that kind of shit. You sell your own kind. Get the fuck up out of here. Not right. Nope. But does it happen? Yes, all the time. Nobody gives a fuck. But on a better note, those are the two worst people on the planet, in my opinion. I know there's so many others, but those are the ones that come to mind currently. Well, guys, fuck. Not moving to another state yet. But we're gonna wait out the winter and see where it goes. It's already getting cold, and soon Halloween will be upon us. The fall, the harvest. Maybe we'll talk about some ooky spooky shit y'all don't know about. And I'll lead you into some of my insights that, curiosity, they say, kills the cat. But I'm not a fucking cat, bitch. I am 100% a dog person. Like, dogs are loyal, sweet, and innocent, and cats are bastards. I love cats, but they're bastards. End statement. Thank you very much. I'm going to cut this podcast now because I think my phone's going to die if it hasn't already. Which means I've been talking to myself for probably about 10 minutes. So yeah. Good night or good morning or good evening. Good morrow, whatever. Tomorrow never comes, as they say, but who gives a fuck anyway? Peace out, guys. Good night.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.